With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Voters in 9 Kalamazoo County school districts have narrowly approved a $1.5 million increase to help fund special education services. Unofficial results show the proposal winning by less than 300 votes in the districts that make up the Kalamazoo Regional Educational Service Agency. David Campbell is KRESA's superintendent. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
So what does passage of this millage mean for these 9 school districts in Kalamazoo County?
Well, it means a lot to them, and we're extremely appreciative and grateful to the voters for supporting this initiative. What it really means is that the cost of special education will not be nearly as large of a burden to the general education budgets in the local districts. Right now, the level of reimbursement that KRESA is able to give to the local districts has been diminishing for the last 6 years. And so this is going to allow us to reimburse them at a far higher rate, substantially, to cover their special education costs, so that doesn't need to be an undue burden on their general education budgets.
What would have happened if this had not passed yesterday?
Oh, goodness. It would have, we would have been in that continual cycle that we've been in for, 6 years, 7 years, as we've, states worked through this recession where the tax revenues have just not kept up, and with other costs, such as pensions, we're just not getting enough money to the classrooms, ultimately. So what it would have meant is the continual cycle of trying to cut and to find ways to save money, and it would have been substantially negative. The costs of special education are continue to increase. We have 27% more students in our center-based programs that KRESA runs than we did just 5 years ago, due to the increased need for and increased number of students with very significant cognitive physical disabilities, areas such as autism. So it's certainly a big day for the Kalamazoo Resource Service Area and our local district.
I want to play a little bit of audio here. This is a message that I received both at home on my phone, and it also showed up in my email, presumably because I'm the parent of children in Kalamazoo Public Schools. I think our audience will recognize the voice here is that of Alex Lee from KPS.
I'm calling to remind you to vote in the local special education millage election tomorrow. Please note that this millage is separate from the state's road proposal that will also be on the ballot.
I wanted to bring this up because it's notable that right away Alex Lee tells us this is separate from the roads proposal. This was a close election yesterday. How much do you think that narrow margin was because voters also had this roads proposal on the ballot, which went down big throughout the state, including in Kalamazoo County?
Yeah, the roads proposal really pulled fairly negatively at the early stages. When it was put on the ballot in December, we decided to run a survey to see what having the roads initiative would do to the chances of our local special education millage, and it diminished our potential support by about 20%. And so we knew it would have a significant impact. We're very concerned. However, that survey that we ran in January did show that there was still significant public support for a local millage for local schools, and so we obviously gave it our best shot and were successful, very closely.
David Campbell, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
David Campbell is the superintendent of the Kalamazoo Regional Educational Service Agency. Voters in 9 KRESA districts have approved a $1.5 million tax increase to help fund special education services. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.